P-O-S-T.
P-O-S-T, Post, the cereals you like the most, brings you the Roy Rogers Show, starring the king of the cowboys himself, Roy Rogers.
It's roundup
time on the Double R Bar. So saddle your horse, 'cause we're gonna ride far.
The Double R Bar Ranch, transcribed stories and songs of the real West with the Whippoorwills, the wisest trail scout of them all, Jonah Wild, played by Forrest Lewis, the Queen of the West, Dale Evans, and in person, the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers.
Well, howdy, folks. This is Roy Rogers. Right after our meeting here, I want you buckaroos to check on your supply of Post cereals. And if the shelf's getting empty, remind Mom, because she knows you can count on anything bearing the brand name Post. Post cereals are good. Say, I wonder if I ever mentioned the town of Indian Hills to you. It's quite a ways from Mineral City at the south end of Paradise Valley. And it has a pretty bad reputation.
This is a stick-up.
Why?
Keep your hands on the counter where I can see them. And your mouth shut. Pass the money over. Bills, no silver. All of it. All of it.
How far do you think you're going to get with this?
Shut up and stay shut. Well, I've had a chance to clear town.
Now, hold up. The bank's been held up. Get that man on that chestnut horse. He robbed the bank.
Selby, it's me, Marshal DeBona.
Come on, Marshal.
You see, Hubbler, I told you Herb would know better than to run out.
Yeah.
Didn't wait long to look me up, did you, Marshal?
No, Selby.
Howdy, Hubbler.
Selby,
it might be better if we don't waste time. I'm supposed to be looking for you, and the bank's got a posse out, too.
You guaranteed everything will be all right, Marshal. You guaranteed you'd get my family and me out of this territory.
I'll keep my promise. Don't worry about that. That's why I brought Wells Hobler along with me. You know, Selby, you boys following the Al Hoot Trail ain't got no better friend than Wells here. You know that.
Yeah, I'll put you up at my place till things quiet down, Selby.
Okay, but let's get something straight. I don't follow the Owl Hoot Trail.
All right. No need to go into that.
Yes, let's do. I was awful green that day. I discovered something wrong with the way the law was enforced. I came to you with the proof I had, not knowing how crooked you were.
Selby,
and
this
I got framed. You manufactured evidence and locked it in your safe. Enough to send me to jail for the rest of my life. Any time you want to pull it out.
And I may have to pull it out. Unless you calm down. The whole 12,000 is in this bag, is it, Selby?
12,000? I got 6, and you know it.
The report says the holdup man took 12.
You're lying.
I have to have 12. Well, you take him along and keep him at your place until we can figure out another job for him.
That's the way you do things. I'm in a trap. I have to pull another holdup, and then another.
Now, Selby, be calm. The bank is offering a $1,000 reward for the robber, dead or alive.
I'm not going on with this kind of life, Marshal. Not even to save my family from disgrace.
You're doing exactly as I say.
No, I'm through.
The unwilling holdup man turns, starts to run.
He's getting away, Marshal.
The Marshal draws his gun, fires. Herb Selby spins around dizzily and falls.
Got him. Come on.
Still alive, Marshal?
That's all right. I'll take him in and lock him up.
Yeah, he'll talk.
Well, if he does, I'm the Marshal. A law officer's word is always taken before the word of a common citizen. Besides, who'll believe anything he has to say? I got all that evidence we fixed up against him. This fella's all through.
Crooked law officer and his partner bind up Selby's wound with makeshift bandages, carry him to jail. A crowd of citizens congratulates the marshal. 2 days later, the marshal arrives in Mineral City, where a ceremony has been arranged for the presentation of the reward money. Roy, Jonah, and Dale are standing among the crowd, watching, as is the sheriff.
Friends, this $1,000 reward will come in mighty handy, but I'm not sure I deserve it. It just happened that I was quicker on the draw than our friend Selby.
Well, I'm glad you folks got my signal.
What was it you wanted to see us about, Mr. Warner?
Let's go to a table where we can all sit down, shall we, Roy?
Good idea.
You know my sidekick, Jonah Wilde, don't you, Mr. Warner?
I believe we've met.
Mr. Warner's a cashier at Indian Wells Bank, Jonah.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Mr. Warner, even though I don't approve of banks myself.
You don't?
No, I say no. Banks encourage folks to store up money. And a fellow with stored up money always has a sore arm from so many people wanting to shake his hand.
You must be pretty happy with Marshal DeBona, Mr. Warner. He certainly made quick work of the holdup man who robbed your bank.
Yes, he did, but we're not quite satisfied.
You're not satisfied?
Well, it's gratifying to know that the holdup man's been captured, of course, but the marshal didn't find the loot that we'd taken.
Well, you mustn't expect too much too fast.
Well, according to the marshal's own story, he gave the holdup man no rest from the time that he left the bank until he was wounded and captured.
Roy, maybe we'd better check around a little.
Well, I'm afraid the marshal wouldn't like outside interference.
We're not particularly concerned with what the marshal would like, Mr. Warner.
Roy, will you tell old Tin Star that's no way for one law officer to talk about another one?
Why don't you tell him, Jonah?
Because I ain't a-speaking to the polecat since he presented me with that first-grade spelling book.
Tell Jonah for me I'll talk any way I like about Marshal DeBona. I don't trust him.
Well, the prisoner might be willing to tell us what happened to the loot.
That's what I had in mind, Dale. Sheriff, how would you like to invite the marshal to dinner here at the lunchroom?
I wouldn't like it at all.
Well, if you kept him entertained for the rest of the day, we'd be free to ride over and talk with Selby.
Yes, without interference.
Well, all right.
Good for you. Better take him in hand right after that ceremony out there, so we can leave as early as possible.
Taking Bullet with them, Roy, Dale, and Jonah ride directly to the jail at Indian Wells. And after some argument with the deputy marshal, are allowed to talk to Herb Selby. They listen as he tells of the circumstances that led up to the robbery of the bank.
It's not my wound that's bothering me. It's not even the years I'll have to spend in jail. It's what'll become of my family now that I've disgraced them.
We may be able to help a little, Herb.
Providing you've told the truth.
I have told the truth. I swear I have.
Well, you just keep on telling it, and we'll see what we can do.
Roy, before you go, I'd like to thank you for treating me as you have. This is the first time I've had anyone I don't know. Ever since I was green enough and dumb enough to go to Marshal DeBona with what I found out that first time and fell into his trap.
Well, you won't go scot-free, Selby. Don't count on anything like that.
All I even hope for is to have my wife and daughter move to a place where folks don't know what I've done, so they can keep their heads up.
Yeah, sad situation, ain't it?
We'll see if we can find proof that the marshal put you in the trap. If we can, your family will be taken care of.
Thanks.
See you later.
What do we do first, Roy?
We'll talk about it when we're out of here. The deputy may... Hey, where's Jonah? Come on, Jonah.
Just a second, Roy. I got a flash here. Well, inspiration, you might say, for my book, and I want to write it down before I forget. And it's right there.
Now, you're not trying to write it down, are you? You're just drawing pictures.
Now, looky here. Are you siding in with the sheriff, too? I can spell backwards better than he can spell fronters.
Well, maybe that's the trouble. You do spell backwards.
Now, my spelling was the talk of Sandy County when I was a boy.
Oh, hi, Bullet. We're back again.
Get me sore yet.
We'll go on over to the marshal's house next.
His house?
Well, I figure if Selby told the truth, Marshal DeBona is either carrying the loot on his person or has it hidden in his house. And as long as he's not home, maybe we ought to search the house now. Jonah, you take the fireplace. Look for loose bricks.
Uh-huh.
I'll go through that desk in the corner.
Okay. I'll see if anything's hidden in the bunks. Let's work fast.
Everybody making jokes about my spelling. Now, ain't that a predicament?
What'd you say, Jonah?
Well, I'm irked.
You're what?
Irked. I say play every day irked. I can spell as good as anybody.
Well, you better forget spelling for now. We want to finish here and get out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I ought to quit while I'm ahead. And I would, except I think so much of Roy.
Look at this.
Is that it?
It sure enough is, the loot. And still in the canvas bags that was stolen from the bank.
Convolutions.
We've got DeBono right where we want him, Roy.
Hey, wait a minute.
He's warning us, Roy.
Let's see what's outside.
Boy, quiet.
DeBono's here.
He ain't going to like this.
The sheriff must not have been able to keep him in Mineral City.
Dale, you and Jonah hide behind the door.
Okay.
There's going to be a battle.
Quiet. He's almost here. Easy, Bullet.
He's coming.
Now!
Roy, what'd you... Well, you didn't give him much of a chance.
I couldn't, Jonah.
We'll help you carry him out to his horse.
Wait. Wait, not yet. Somebody's riding up back. Back of the house.
I didn't hear him.
I saw him. Several men. They're coming here. They may be friends of his.
Yeah, well, let's use our guns if they start anything. As long as we ain't got no sabers.
No, nothing like that. We'll take DeBono with us and hide in that storeroom behind the stove.
Hide? Why?
Hey, back of the curtain. See what goes on. DeBono might say we framed him. Maybe we'll hear something that will give us more information about the marshal's activities.
Marshal. Oh, Marshal, where are you?
That's Wells Hobbler. He runs a hangout.
I saw DeBono come in here myself.
Keep your hand over DeBono's mouth, Jonah. If he makes any noise, we're sunk.
Quiet, Bullet. Maybe the marshal's run out, Hobbler. Maybe he never intended to give you your cut of the bank loot.
Hey, listen to that.
That's what I told you in the beginning. That's why I asked you to come along. But the marshal didn't run out. I saw him come in here.
Well, maybe he's hiding.
Yeah, maybe something's happened since I saw him come in here.
Like what?
Well, Selby had visitors at the jail. Selby may have talked a lot. The visitors may have dropped in here to wait for DeBono. Now, we'd better search the whole place.
We're in trouble.
Stay right where you are. We won't move until we have to. But when we do, we'll move fast.
How about 'em? How about 'em? How about those grape nuts?
How about those grape nuts?
How about 'em? How about 'em?
How about those grape nuts flakes? They are so good, good for you too. The 2-minute energy works for you. So how about 'em? How about 'em? How about grape nuts?
Yep, how about those Grape Nuts Flakes? Yes, sir, you sure get plenty of solid energy from that good whole wheat and Grape Nuts Flakes, and you get it quick-like, too. Why, just 2 minutes after you polish off a bowlful, your body starts a-using their powerful whole wheat energy. At Wranglers, it happens every time you eat them, that's for sure. And say, you'll go for Grape Nuts Flakes' swell sugar-roasted flavor. It's just plum delicious. So ask your mom to get you Grape Nuts Flakes, the 2-minute energy cereal with Roy's picture right on the front of the box.
How about Grape Nuts Flakes?
Grape Nuts Flakes, one of the famous triple wrap post cereals. Guaranteed fresh or triple your money back.
Of men led by Wells Hobbler walk into Marshal DeBono's house just as Roy, Dale, and Jonah find the bank loot and take the crooked law officer. Roy carries DeBono, the others follow, and hide in the pantry waiting to see what will happen.
DeBono's here, all right, but whether there's somebody with him or not, I don't know. We just have to look around. Now, Lee Fox, you and Jim go outside and look around and make sure nobody took him away. I feel pretty sure, though, that they didn't. Now, you four, have your guns ready to shoot whoever we drive out.
Looks like it's all over for us, Roy.
And I ain't even got my book writ yet.
Just stay quiet for now. You too, Bullet.
Now, we'll start here and work around toward the back of the house. Now, get going.
10 of them, Roy.
Yeah. Jonah, keep your hand over DeBono's mouth no matter what happens.
Back of the wood box there, Pete. Don't miss anything. Linder, underneath that wall case.
They're getting nearer.
Hey, McCormick, did anyone look in the provision room there by the stove? You go with him, Kramer. The rest of you keep your guns ready when he draws back that curtain.
Hobbler!
Yeah?
Jim and I found something.
Yeah?
Roy Rogers is here.
Hobbler!
Yeah, his horse is out by the corral. There's a couple of other horses there, too. Saddled.
Thanks, Fox. They're in the provision room. We've searched everywhere else. Now all of you men move in on it.
They all hoots, guns drawn, their faces taut, their eyes cold and unswerving, form a rough half-circle as they converge on the provision room. Roy, Dale, and Jonah wait. Jonah holding DeBona in a death grip. Roy stroking Bullet's throat to keep him silent. The dog is alert, watchful, ready. The outlaws are directly in front of the curtain. One flicks the curtain away with the barrel of his gun. Roy releases Bullet.
Bullet, take him, boy!
Bullet flies straight toward the two men. They fall back, as do the others.
After him, Bullet! Go after him, boy!
Bullet is leaping first at one outlaw, then another. Roy is out starting for Hobbler. Dale and Jonah are after the outlaws. The marshal's house becomes a battleground. Roy swings at Hobbler. Hobbler fights back. Bullet comes to Roy's side, keeping away outlaws who might attempt to eat Hobbler. Dale and Jonah are in the thick of the fight. Hobbler is down and three other men taken care of now. Roy is after Lee Fox now.
That's all. We quit, Rogers. We're through.
All right, line up here. Jonah, go over them. Be sure they haven't any hidden guns.
You betcha. Treat them just like they was prisoners of war, the polecats.
You all right, Dale?
Yeah, I will be soon as I catch my breath.
Nice going, Bullet fella. I'm mighty glad you were along.
All right, Rogers. You got us. Now what?
A little trip to jail. And after that, a trial by law.
On what complaint? Not housebreaking. You're the people who broke in.
You and DeBona were trying to get away with that bank money. And probably several other little deals that Herb Selby told us about.
Yeah? You think a jury will take the word of a bank robber?
I think so. If we tell him what you said when you first came in about splitting the bank loot.
Maybe you won't be able to testify, Rogers. Maybe you'll be locked up for housebreaking by the time our trial comes along. DeBona's no fool when it comes to law.
Hey, where is DeBona, Roy?
DeBona?
Well, we left him in that pantry. I'll bet when our backs were turned, he just...
Like that double-crossing lawman? He would leave us to face things alone. He's the one who shot down Selby, grabbed the loot, offered to split with the rest of us if we'd help.
Well, thanks, Hobbler. Your story stacks up with what Selby said.
What?
You just told us what we suspected, but didn't know for sure.
Find any guns, Jonah?
Nope, nary one.
Dale, will you ride towards Mineral City and bring the sheriff back?
I sure will.
Jonah and I will start that way with these rattlers and meet you on the road. Then the sheriff can take over and we'll look for Marshal DeBona. If you think you'll have trouble herding this bunch in alone, Sheriff, I'll send Bullet with you.
You keep Bullet, Roy. You'll need him to trail DeBona.
He'll make it a lot easier, but if you need him...
I'll be all right. You've done the real work. The rest should be easy. How's your writing coming, General's boy? Learn how to spell pencil yet?
Roy, I ain't speaking to that feller, so you tell him I can spell any word he can name.
All right, you men, move off. We can't waste any more time here. I'll hold this bunch incommunicado until you get there.
Yeah, what? Incommunicado? Now, there is a dinger of a word. Hey, Tin Star, I'll bet you can't spell Latin yourself.
Incommunicado?
Yeah.
Of course I can. How about you?
Yeah, any old day in the week, blindfolded. Poo on him. I say poo, poo, poo.
Incommunicado means they'll be held in solitary confinement, Jonah. They won't be able to talk to anyone.
Poo.
Let's go back to DeBona's house and see if Bullet can pick up the trail from there.
Oh, Tin Star trying to lord it over me.
Roy, if you don't mind, I think I'll let you go after DeBona alone.
Spouting big words, 6 to the pound.
Anything wrong, Dale?
No, I'll explain later when you get back to town.
Okay. Come on, Jonah. You and I and Bullet have a big job still ahead of us.
At the marshal's house, Bullet sniffs at the articles of DeBona's clothing that Roy gives him. Then goes outside, searches the area around the house. He picks up a trail and darts ahead. Roy and Jonah run to their horses, mount quickly, and follow him.
Roy, you think Bullet's on the right trail?
I hope so.
Well, he seems to be taking us straight for the Double R Bar Ranch.
If DeBona thinks he can do any damage or get away by going there, we'll have to show him just how wrong he is. His heart. horse and heading for the house, Jonah.
There's something wrong about this. He knows we're after him. He looked back when Bullet was barking.
Yeah, and I think I know the reason. Oh, here, Trigger. Easy, fella.
Oh, Titus. Oh.
Come on, quick.
There. Went right into the house.
Hey, look there, off to the right.
Bullet. Dale must have come here.
He saw her somewhere along the trail and followed. I'm willing to bet money on it.
Rogers.
Hold it.
Stay right where you are until we have a little conference.
We haven't got much to talk about.
You know, it's better than to stick his ugly head out where a person can see it.
Maybe we have. I'm holding Dale Evans.
I don't believe it. I don't think Dale will let herself in for anything like that.
I'll make a bargain with you, Rogers.
Step outside so I can see for myself that you're holding Dale. Then we'll talk.
All right, that's easy. But don't try anything. My gun's ready and she's in front of me. Here she is. Now listen to me, Rogers. I'm taking her with me. If I get out of the country without interference, I'll turn her loose. If I don't...
Dale, don't move!
Quick, Roy! Come quick!
If you're a breakfast runaway, it's time somebody rounded you up a bowl full of new, improved Post-Toasties. Boy, you'll be Johnny on the spot for breakfast every morning once you taste those crisp, golden cornflakes. Yes, sir, Post-Toasties are packed with sweet kernel flavor. So fresh, they stay crisp in milk. Post-Toasties are one of the famous triple wrap Post cereals, guaranteed fresh or triple your money back.
Post Toasties, heap good corn flakes.
The best thing that's happened to corn since the Indians discovered it.
Heap good corn flakes. Post Toasties, heap good corn flakes.
Mom, whiz down to your grocer's next chance you get for Post Toasties. Then watch your little Indians, and big ones too, head like arrows for those golden flavor corn flakes. Everybody's wild about Post Toasties. And say, with sugar and cream, Post Toasties are heap good nourishment, too. Try 'em plain. Try 'em with fresh fruit. Both ways are wonderful.
Post Toasties, heap good corn flakes.
The best thing that's happened to corn since the Indians discovered it.
Heap good corn flakes. Post Toasties, heap good corn flakes.
Finishes him.
Yeah, well, he was finished when Roy shot the gun out of his hand. This here just stopped him from wiggling.
Trigger fella, come here. I want that rope off my saddle.
I intended to stop here on my way to town, Roy. I told you I had a reason. And he saw me just as I turned in the lane. And he grabbed me before I knew what had happened.
Whoa, Trigger. We'll put this rope on him, Dale. And I'll guarantee he won't grab anybody else for a while. You two can get your horses. I'll have the marshal ready for the trip to jail in just a minute. The sheriff will be out in a minute. He's just locking up DeBona.
Yeah, I bet you when he gets here, he'll wish he'd never showed his face.
What makes you say that, Jonah?
Roy, how much of a sentence can Herb Selby expect?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I think almost any jury will be inclined to go easy on him when they hear the circumstances.
I hope so.
I sure hope his family will understand.
Well, usually I don't feel very sorry for a criminal, but in this case...
Well, that's a good job done.
It sure is. And Indian Wells ought to be a better place now that Marshal DeBona is locked up.
What's the matter, Jonah?
Oh, there's a ten-starred lawman around here who likes to sling big words around in a chatty little talk. And I and everybody else knows that he can't spell them.
What are you talking about? Incommunicado?
Exactly. I say exactly.
I can't spell a simple word like that.
Go ahead. Just try.
Nothing to it. I use it almost every month in my report.
Well, spell her.
This is ridiculous. Incumicado.
No, sir. By doggies.
What do you mean, no, sir?
Why, incommunicado is spelled Incounnicado.
Well.
You don't say.
I do say.
Well. Then
I guess I won't have to hold back on this any longer. I'd planned on giving it to you along about May. But as long as you've progressed so well, I'll give it to you now.
Eh? Well, what is it? A speller for second grade student. Now, see here.
Oh,
now,
no.
Keep going, Dad. No,
no, no, no, no, no, General's boy.
This is your only chance, Lawman.
Well, look at him go.
Well, I don't blame Jonah.
Say, how did he ever happen to know how to spell that word? He's better than I thought he was.
Well, I tell you, Roy, when I left you before you trailed Debona, I went to the ranch to look up the word in your dictionary, so I'd be sure to know.
And you put Jonah up to it, huh?
Yeah, I just thought he ought to outdo the sheriff just once.
Well, good for you, Dale. But don't ever let the sheriff know how it happened, that's all.
Till it's getting aggravating, you're a slow poke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry, you're a slow poke. Time means nothing to you, I wait and then late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9:45. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slow poke? Why can't you hasten when you see the time's a-wasting? You're a slow poke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slow poke, too. Till it's getting aggravating, you're a slow poke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry, you're a slow poke. Time means nothing to you, I wait and then you're late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9:45. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slow poke? Why can't you hasten when you see the time's a-wasting? You're a slow poke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I reckon I'll have to learn to be a slow poke, too.
That's all for now, folks. This is Roy Rogers saying to all of you from all of us, goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you. See you next week.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
The Roy Rogers Show is brought to you by Post Cereals, each week at this same time, with the Whippoorwills, Forrest Lewis, Dale Evans, and the king of the cowboys himself, Roy Rogers. An Art Brush production, transcribed, directed by Tom Hargis, script by Ray Wilson, music by Milton Charles.
Featured in today's cast were Frank Hemingway, Herb Butterfield, Henry Rowland, Don Harvey, Leo Curley, and Pat McGeehan. This is Art Ballinger speaking for
POST
Post Serials.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds? If we're together,
just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.